We are entering into a new year, and I fear that many of us at this time of year would get comfortable and complacent. So we've got to fight against that, don't we? And we've got to fight hard. This morning in your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 1, I want to look at one verse there. The Apostle Paul writes to young Timothy, who he has a spirit of timidity about him. In fact, he says, God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a what? A sound mind. If you want healing in your body, you must first have a sound mind and peace in your heart. John said, I want you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, right? Your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions. He wants to heal you, body, soul, and spirit. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. Body, soul, and spirit. He adds no sorrow to it. He's a healer today. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to look to verse number 6. The Apostle Paul gives Timothy a reminder, and I want to give you a reminder today, this morning, and I want it to stick in your heart. Do you have your Bible? Raise it up. The sword of the Lord. Amen. Raise your phone up, your iPad. That's fine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just feel good in the Lord this morning. 2 Timothy 1:6. Are you there? He reminds Timothy and he says what? Stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. Stir it up. Everybody shout, stir it up. Stir up the gift which God gave to you by the laying on of hands. Now, when you read that, stir up the gift, in the Greek language, when you study that out, it actually means fan the flame of the gift that God has given you. Gift there is charisma, the grace, and the gifts. Shout gifts. The gifts of God. There are so many gifts represented right here today. There's gifts of, don't say you can't do anything for God, or that you're not equipped or you're not qualified. You can do something for the kingdom of God. Doesn't matter if you walk around here and pick up trash, you're doing it for the kingdom of God. Amen. Doesn't matter if you clean bathrooms or if you preach the gospel, you're doing something for the kingdom of God. And he's reminding Timothy to stir that gift up. He's reminding him to fan the flame of the gift that God had given him. In fact, I believe that he was fearful. I feel that he felt he was too young, or that he couldn't do what was prophesied over his life to do. I'm going to prophesy over your life today. You can do something for the kingdom of God. You are anointed. Shout, I'm anointed. You are anointed to do something for the kingdom of God. The anointing of God is the presence of God. It's his spirit abiding on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Psalm 133, the psalmist said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for men to dwell together in unity. For it is like the precious ointment that was upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, and down the skirt of his garment. Hallelujah. Aaron, the high priest, was covered with the anointing of God to do the service of God in his day and time. Now we bring that into the new covenant. When you are born again, you are filled with the Spirit. Then you can seek that experience, which is the baptism. Everybody shout baptism. Of the Holy Spirit, where he endues you with power from on high. But sometimes you get complacent, don't you? Sometimes it's easy to miss church on Wednesday night when it's cold in a tent. But I want to tell you tonight, stir up that gift. Fan the flame on the inside of you. Don't get comfortable and complacent. Don't mander in mediocrity. Refuse to have just what we have. Let's go to the next level, to the next place in the kingdom of God. And the only way you can do that is by and through the gifts of the Spirit. And the only way you can use the gifts of the Spirit is if you stir them up. Fan the flame. Go to work. Do something for God. Shout, I'm anointed. Anointed to do his work. You are anointed with the Holy Spirit. I feel that some of us today need fresh oil. Psalm 92 verse 10, the psalmist said, I want to be anointed with fresh oil. Hallelujah. You see, the psalmist understood that concept. In fact, in Psalm 23, you know that one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He restores my soul for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through, shall I'm passing through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And he says, you anoint my head with oil. Why did he say that? You see, David was a shepherd. He herded sheep. He understood the concept of oil. He understood the concept of anointing. So what would happen with his sheep was they would get flies in their eyes and in their nose and ears, and they would bang their head up against concrete until they died because those flies drove them crazy. So what the psalmist would do, he would take some anointing oil and smear it on their head, you see, and that would repel the flies. And that's why he says, you anoint my head with oil. Hallelujah. That's why he said, I want to be anointed with fresh oil. Let me remind you that Beelzebub, who is the Lord of the flies, he's after you. He's after your family, and he's after your ministry. He's after your life. He's after your finances. He's after your health. But in the name of Christ Jesus, the Lord, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift. You have the oil of gladness upon your forehead, and it can repel the flies of Beelzebub. Shout, I'm anointed. You have the gift of God. Stir up that gift. The first gift is the gift of salvation. For by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Shout, gift. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work for it, and you can't do anything to earn it. And guess what? You can't do anything to keep it. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. And you are anointed with the oil of gladness. I'm here to call somebody to that gift today. My God in heaven. Shout, I'm anointed. Stir up that gift. Stir it up. All right. Shout, fan the flame. First Corinthians 1:7 says, the Apostle Paul says, I'm praying for you that you lack in no gift. So let me just assume something here. If the Corinthians were able to have numerous gifts and they were not one of the original apostles, then how did the gifts of the Spirit die out with the apostles? So that tells me there that they had the gifts of the Spirit. Do you follow me? Because he's saying, I'm praying for you, Corinthians, that you lack in no gift. And that's what I'm praying for willing vessels today, that you lack in no gift. Pete, this is a command center right here. This is where we'll set up camp right here. This is where we will be filled with the Holy Spirit and go out and fight the good fight of faith. Listen, we're in for a war in 2018. We've done some good things for God this year, but I'm telling you, you think the enemy's just going to put his sword up and back off? You've got another thing coming. But all the anointing of the power of God, it will enable us to go into communities around this area. It will enable us to go into the highways and hedges and give us the power to be a voice for the kingdom and the power of God, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us. But you cannot do it without the gifts of the Spirit. You need them operating in your life, and they will not operate unless you fan the flame. Stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. All right, let's go to 1 John chapter 2. I want you to see this. I want to read it to you from the Amplified. King James says, you have received an unction. Everybody shout unction. You know what an unction is? An unction is the anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy Spirit. Shout, I'm anointed. All right. 1 John 2. Look at verse 27. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. As for you, the anointing, the special gift. Everybody shout gift. The preparation which you receive from him remains permanently in you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you, but just as his anointing teaches you, giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as his anointing has taught you, you must remain in him, being rooted in him, knit to him. Now, he's not saying you don't need pastors to teach you anything. He's just saying there's no more doctrine out there for you to learn. It's all in God's word. If you want to be equipped to stir up the flame that is within you, get in his word. Start quoting that thing. Start declaring it over your life. Start prophesying it as you drive up and down the streets of King, North Carolina, and just declare, we're going to take this city for the kingdom of God. My God, if we would all get in unity and do that right there, the anointing of God's Spirit would fall in this place in such a powerful way that people would have to be drawn to this place like a magnet. You see, that's what the presence of God does. When you catch on fire, people come to watch you burn. Whatever fire touches becomes fire. It's communicable. Hallelujah. And your Bible says in Hebrews 12:39 that he is a consuming fire. So when the fire of God is in this place and the flame is fanned, listen to me, when people come into this place, they will catch on fire. You believe that? Well, shout like you believe it. Yeah. That was a little better. Hallelujah. All right. Still got your Bibles. Hallelujah. All right. Romans chapter 1 verse 11 says, "For I long to see you," the Apostle Paul declared, "that I may impart," shout impart, "some spiritual gift so that you may be established." So there's impartation of gifts. How is a gift imparted to you? Some would say, well, if I lay my hands on you, you receive a spiritual gift. I don't think that's necessarily what he's talking about. I think he's talking more about imparting something to them through the word of God, prophesying over their lives. 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible says that the Apostle Paul told Timothy, don't neglect the gift. Shout, I'm not going to neglect it. Don't neglect the gift of God, which was given unto you by the laying on of my hands from the elders. So in other words, in the New Testament church, the elders would lay hands on folks and ordain them to go out into the highways and hedges and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. So how was that gift? Well, listen, the anointing of God is transferable, you see. You can touch it. In fact, I remember reading in my Bible when they would walk past people in the New Testament, their shadow would cast healing on somebody's body. It wasn't their shadow. It was the shadow of the one they were walking in. Hallelujah. What if you got to the place with God where you could just walk past somebody and somebody feels the presence and power of God in your life? All right. Once imparted, you have an unction or an anointing. Shout, I'm anointed. It is a perpetual propulsion of the power of God to break you through every line of Satan's defense. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4, turn there real quick. Verse 14 says these words. 1 Timothy 4, 14. He said, do not neglect the gift. In the Greek, that's don't be careless or make light of it. Listen, don't make light of who you are in Christ. Doesn't matter what, you're able to do something besides sit here. You can do something for the kingdom of God. You can encourage. There's gift of encouragement. There's the gift of giving. Maybe some of you are loaded in this place. Why don't you give a little bit? That's a gift, you see. And if you desire that gift, pray for that gift. Hallelujah. You're gifted to do something for the kingdom of God. Don't neglect the gift that is on the inside of you. Whether it's counting money, filing papers, I don't care what it is. Randy Marshall over here is one of the most gifted men in this church. And he uses his gifts for everything you see here as a product of his hands, ladies and gentlemen. In some way, he's using his gifts. Some of you didn't know that, but he's using his gifts. Amen. This place is clean because we have ladies that clean this place. You may not even know who they are, but they use their gift. There's people sitting in this church right now protecting you, and you don't even know who they are, but they're using their gift. They could shoot a can off my head from where they're at. Hallelujah. Shout yes. All right. Don't neglect the gift which is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Do not neglect the spiritual gift, verse 14, within you, that special endowment, the Amplified says, which was intentionally bestowed on you by the Holy Spirit through prophetic utterance. Now, how does that happen? How does that happen? Every time you come to this church, every time you hear his word, this is a prophetic utterance. You realize that? I'm prophesying to you. Prophecy isn't just telling the future. The gift of prophecy is being able to declare and teach God's word. That's what prophecy is. So as you hear this prophetic word, you are being built up in your spirit man. Say, I'm being built up. You're being built up in your spirit man, and it's enabling you to fan the flame, to stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Some of you right now, you're being stirred up right now, aren't you? Well, I hope you are. Everybody say, yes, Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me mention this real quick. These coming Wednesday nights, we're going to be imparting to you as we teach on the Holy Spirit. Who's excited about that? Amen. We're going to be imparting unto you. We're going to teach you about the gifts of the Spirit. We're going to teach you about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're going to teach you about tongues, interpretation. We're going to teach you about all the gifts of the Spirit and how to operate in them. Say amen, somebody. Get excited about that. We're going to be imparting into your life. All right, 1 Peter chapter 4. I'm going to close here in just a second. 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. He says this. God has given each of you, shall I have it, a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Boy, that'll preach right there, wouldn't it? Use your gift to serve somebody. I saw a quote the other day, I liked. It said that the Titanic was built by professionals. Noah's Ark was built by volunteers. You do the math. Shout serve. Shout hashtag servant. Serve the kingdom of God. Don't ask for something in return. Do something for God. Serve him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you want to be great, you must be the servant of all. He came to serve his people. Hallelujah. And he's serving us today. He's serving us his gifts and his power and his anointing to do his work. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 11, 1 Peter 4. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ, all glory and power to him forever and ever. Go to Romans chapter 12 real quick. Notice he says, do you have the gift of helping others? I like that. Help somebody. Help somebody to their car. This tent is a constant maintenance. If you want to help, I can put you to work. Amen. Help somebody. Help somebody. Shout, I'm stirring it up. All right. Romans chapter 12, look at verse 3. I love this. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think of yourselves more highly than you should. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. In other words, he's dealt every man the measure of faith. Listen, he's graced you to do a work. He's graced you to do something for the kingdom of God. Don't try to go beyond what he's graced you with. You won't see me trying to lead praise and worship. He hasn't graced me to do that. He hasn't graced some of you to preach the gospel, so it would be a good idea not to try and do that. Amen. Do what he's graced you for. Because each part of this body is important. Everybody doing their part is important. Listen, our number one mission in 2018 is to build the kingdom. Shout it with me, build the kingdom. What is our mission? Somebody tell me. Huh? PRP, who said it? Pete, preach, restore, and prepare. Preach the gospel. Restore people to the foot of the cross. Prepare a generation to take the gospel into the whole world. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Amen. Use the gifts he's given you. All right. Verse 4. You ready? All right. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Oh, I love that. Verse 6. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. Hallelujah. Now, the New King James says, speak with the proportion of your faith that he has given you. So don't go tell somebody they're going to be healed if you don't believe for it. You see what I'm telling you? God will never require anything from you beyond your faith level in him. He never will. And it's not a matter of having more faith. It's about exhibiting more of your faith. It's not a quantity, it's a quality issue. Amen. You have all the faith right now you will ever need to believe God to see him move mighty mountains. But some of you don't exhibit that faith the way others do. And it's not that they have more faith, they're just exhibiting and showing that faith more than you do. So don't tell somebody something if you're not really hearing from God. You say, well, I'm just speaking it by faith. No, you need to hear a word from God and believe it. Don't hurt somebody. Don't hurt them. Don't tell them that healing's going to come instantly when you don't know that. Now, we believe for that. But if you don't have it in your heart and you don't know that, don't say that. That's what he's saying here. Use your gifts in proportion to your faith level, where you are with God. Shout, I'm going from faith to faith. It's a process. And I'm growing. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout, I'm anointed. All right, where am I at? Yell it at me. Verse 7, Romans 12. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is, listen, who works with our children? Raise your hand. I want to honor you. Let's give them a hand. Let's thank God for them. They're not babysitting your kids. I tell them, you are sowing seed into their hearts and into their lives. Listen, I can remember a preschool teacher setting me down when I was a kid, reading the Bible to me. I remember that. I remember that. And now I'm preaching the gospel, I believe, with all of my heart because of that. And I have the word in my heart because of that, because she put it into my heart. So that's what they're doing. They're putting God's word into their hearts, and they have one of the most important positions in this church. Because they're taking care of our children. We thank God for them. Amen. All right. Teach well. Verse 8. If your gift is to encourage others, then be an encourager. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Encourage others. Build them up. Amen. Build them up. Sister Brenda, I can have a bad day. Be in her presence for 2 minutes, I feel better. She's not even trying, but she has the gift of encouragement. I just feel better. You know people like that? Be an encourager. That's a gift. Fan that flame. Stir up that gift. Encourage somebody. If somebody's offended you, encourage them. Encourage them. If you feel the spirit of jealousy coming on you, encourage them to do better. I'm telling you, honor these people. Honor each other. Shout, I'm going to do it. All right. 2018 is going to be a good year. You got a good word for tonight? Who's going to come and hear him preach? Hallelujah. That's all right. All right. Verse 8. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, shout, I'm a giver. Did you know that was a gift? Some people are gifted to give. That's their gift. They've been bestowed wealth from God in order to disperse and give. That is a gift. Use that gift. Don't hoard it up. Use that gift. They say I spend too much money. I'm not hoarding it up. I'm using our gifts. Hallelujah. Shout, he's doing it. All right. Shout, I'm a giver. All right. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Listen, just as you cannot be saved without the gift of the grace of God, you cannot serve God and do ministry for God without the gifts of the Spirit. You realize that? And you cannot operate in the gifts of the Spirit until you learn how to fan that flame. That means you got to shout when you don't feel like it. That means you've got to honor God when you don't feel like it. That means you come to church when you don't feel like it. That means you fan the flame when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. That means you give when it hurts to give. Give unto the Lord. Fan the flame. Don't neglect it. Fan the flame. Hallelujah. Can we, what altar song we got? What is it? Let's do the spirit breakout. Can we do that? Did y'all like that? Yeah. All right, here's what I want to do. Hey, remind me to tell them about that. Hallelujah. Here's what I want to do today. First and foremost, I want to appeal to the camera. If you're watching by internet or listening by podcast, we compel you to come to Jesus Christ simply by faith. All you have to do is confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. And you shall be saved. We thank you for watching. God bless you.